witness two world wars, one conflict prior to the 14th century, the start of the 14th century, and the other one in 1320, a war that brought about a great deal of devastations for the people of the world. One of them lasted for 4 years, the other one lasted for 6 years, and millions of people lost their lives in the course of these conflicts, and so many houses were demolished. And our people witnessed two wars in the course of the century, the eight-year imposed war. Our nation just relied on God Almighty, and the aggressors relied on all the major powers of the East and the West. And during these years, we witnessed the imposed economic war. From 2018 till today, we went through 3 years of economic war. We attained major victory in that war, and in this war, with the grace of God, we will attain victory. And we will go through darkness, and we will reach the point of shining dawn. And this is crystal clear to everyone. And you see that there are individuals who are indebted to this nation. And if the Iranian nation did not stand in the face of the dictator at the White House, and if the Iranian nation had not defeated him through steadfastness and resistance, and if there was no prudence by the elected government, and after the pullout of Trump, and if after his pullout we had also withdrew from the deal, that meant effortless victory. That was an easy victory for Trump. If we had pulled out of the deal, all these sanctions would have been reinstated, and the major conspiracy by Israel and the U.S. would have taken place and emerged in the course of history. But people's resistance and the government's prudence led to the defeat of Trump, and he was trampled upon. He attended the UNSC session himself in 2018, and Trump also in 2020 saw the defeat and isolation of the United States in the face of Iran. And this has been unprecedented in the course of the history of Iran and the world. And in the meantime, the U.S. failed at the Hague Tribunal several times, and our lawyers and the Iranian nation emerged victorious at the Hague in the face of the U.S., and the tribunal issued a ruling against the sanctions imposed by Trump. God toppled Trump, and also the vigilant nation of the U.S. also toppled Trump. But the role of the Iranian nation and the Iranian government for toppling this dictator has been undoubtedly effective. Our role has been effective. And today, there is a feeling of law-abiding and security, and there's a feeling of peace and stability in the world. And that's been due to the collapse, to the toppling of Trump, and the world is indebted to the Iranian nation for this. In this government, from the very beginning, we had promised the people the great nation that took part in the landmark elections. In the first one, 73% turnout, and in the second election, more than 73% turnout. The two, and that's of great importance, 73% of eligible voters came to the polls. The people expected the elected person to have constructive interaction with the world based on dignity. And the people expected the elected person to fulfill the Iranian nation's commitments globally. And the people expected the elected person in the first round of the election to have constructive interaction in order to protect the nation in the face of the shadow of war. And the elected person promised that the economy will improve, and also there will be an improvement of the nuclear energy, and there was, and it was said that the centrifuges will revolve and the economy will also improve. Today we are proud that we acted based on constructive interaction and moderation, and we fulfilled our promises in the best way. During 4.5 years, I can divide 8 years of the administration of hope and prudence into three sections. The period of prosperity from 2013 to 2017, the era of prosperity, 4.5 years. The period of imposed war during 3 years, 2018 till the end of 2020, and the last 6 months. The people are quite familiar with figures and the statistics. The only government that after the 8-year imposed war started its job with stagflation was the government of hope and prudence in 2013. There was almost a 40% inflation, and also economic stagnation. The economic growth rate stood at minus 7.6%. During its efforts alongside the people, the government brought the average inflation rate during the first 4.5 years to 10.2%. This is an unprecedented figure in our history. In the post-revolution era, to have the average inflation rate standing at 10.2%. And for 2 years, we had single-digit inflation. I mean, 2016, 2017, and even the early months of the year 1397 Iranian calendar. I mean, the war had started, but we still had single-digit inflation, but the average rate for 4.5 years stood at 10.2%. Our economic growth in some years was a two-digit figure of growth. In 2016, our economic growth rate was above 14%, and that's been the highest economic growth rate in the world. This is a source of pride, for this government that in 2016 we had the highest economic growth rate in the world, and that shook the Zionist regime and the reactionary regimes of the region, and they became allies of Trump in order to lay a full siege on Iran. But during the first 4.5 years, our economic growth, the average economic growth, stood at 4.7% in the first 4.5 years. And from 2014 to 2017, in every season compared to the similar season in the past, the previous year, 700,000 new job opportunities were created. How was this feasible? I'm telling the Iranian nation that when we stood together and pressed our hands and made efforts together, God granted us with triumph. When we started this administration, not with negotiations, and of course I'm also proud of negotiations. Negotiation is not something negative. It's part of the modern governance in the world today, and this is also the legacy of the Prophet of Islam. The Prophet at different junctures spoke and negotiated with his enemies and reached peace, such as the Hudaybiyah peace, and had covenants. So this is a path taught to us, and also this was a path taught to us by Imam Mujtaba, and we are proud of it. But we did not start this path through negotiations. The very first day of this administration was the revitalization of the Urumiye Lake. We started with the environment. We started with people's health, and we started with the livelihood of 20 million people in the western part of the country. That our second ratification was eliminating the hurdles for growth, for production. And there was a two-star priority motion sent to the parliament at that time. And of course, it took several months, and it took almost a year. But we did implement the government's ratifications. We supported the private sector. Privatization, that some consider today as a negative point, is a source of pride for this administration. And the leader of the Islamic Revolution describe this privatization as an economic revolution. We have always recommended the public sector to sell your stocks and shares and hand over the economy to the people. This was the private sector that contributed to such a major development in the country, and this was the elected government that, through the guidelines by the leader, managed to tread the right path and put the resistance economy on its right course. We have been after constructive interaction and negotiations with the world, but prior to negotiations, we were after combating corruption. It was only this government that speaking of various sectors such as the banking system, the credit institutions, the non-authorized credit institutions, they were dissolved, and of course we paid a heavy price for that, and that targeted our prestige. And there are some who are still angry about this, and 30,000 million 2 months were given by the central bank in order to pay the people due to those credit institutions. And also the banks belonging to the armed forces were merged, and that's been a major step forward for revising the banking system. We also had infrastructural projects that formed the main pillars of a resistance economy. Yesterday, in the weekly inauguration ceremonies that normally take place on Thursdays, but we had it yesterday, and we had more inaugurations on the occasion of 10 Days of Dawn. We inaugurated the 50th dam, and in this government, all at the time of the victory of the revolution, there were 19 dams, and yesterday the number of dams reached 194, and till the end of this government, we're going to have 201 reservoir dams becoming operational. 50 dams were inaugurated. That's been on the 44th water treatment plant was inaugurated, and the 77th sewage treatment facility was inaugurated yesterday. Those who ask why did we cast votes in the favor of the government? What was the effectiveness of our ballots? And today, in conclusion, I will emphasize this point, that election plays an essential role. Whenever the people had the good choice, they saw the outcome. And we are the ones who determine our fate, and if we make the right choice, we will have a good future. If we have a bad choice, we're going to have experience a bad future. So, in the light of these elections, people should know that in Iran, prior to this government, less than 1 million people in rural areas had access to potable water. Less than 1 million had access to million people. And today, 9 million people have access to potable water. Until the end of this government, close to 10 million people will have access to potable water. Those who ask, what has been the government's performance? The government has increased access to potable water for rural areas by tenfold. Those who say, what has this government done? I can tell you that during this period, the government has added 2,500 megawatts of electricity generated. And what we have done for rural areas is unique concerning water, gas, road, school, health, hygiene, and communications. Prior to this government, only 14,000 villages had access to natural gas, and today 32,000 villages, more than double. In the agricultural sector and food security, 26 million tons that has been additional 26 million tons of food products during a period of 7.5 years. That's been a major development. 8,000 hectares of greenhouses have been inaugurated, and that will bring to 15,000 hectares the area of greenhouses. So you see that this figure has been more than doubled, and probably till the end of this administration will reach the figure of 24,000 hectares. In this government, we have carried out measures for water drainage for farmlands, and some of them were rain-fed, and they turned into irrigated farmlands. In all, 520,000 hectares of lands were revived. Only 295,000 hectares have been revived in Khuzestan and Ilam, and 78,000 hectares in Golestan province, and 77,000 hectares in western parts of the country. 50,000 more hectares will be added, and 46,000 hectares in the plain of Sistan. If the people stood by their elected ones, the farmers, engineers, the youths, the people in urban and rural areas, they will all reach the positive point in their social lives. So during 4.5 years, we witnessed a revolution in the health sector. At the time of the victory of the revolution, there were 56,000 hospital beds, and at the start of this administration, 111,000 hospital beds, and today we have more than 150,000 hospital beds. In special care units, we have reached from 5,000 to 15,000 beds today. In the environment sector, instead of saying a positive development, I'm going to name it a revolution. We have witnessed a revolution in the field of communication. Our young people, in the light of the bandwidth that we have created, they can have different jobs, and they can tread the path of digital economy. The bandwidth has increased 35-fold in this government, and those who have jobs in cyberspace, their number has reached 500,000, and also the science-based companies that can be considered as another revolution in this country. They have reached from 55 companies to 5,700 science-based companies today. Also, with regard to the railway system, ports, road construction, transit, there has been major developments in those areas as well. We spent that 4.5 years with pride, with development, progress, by eliminating stagnation, by eliminating inflation. I ask all the media outlets to not to act in a treacherous manner towards the people and history, to tell the facts and realities. Then we entered the period of economic war. To draw this era with that one is not right. Our dear people should know that our oil exports in a year was $90 billion. In 1389 Iranian calendar, our oil exports in a year stood at $120 billion, $119 billion in 1390. But in this government, in 1394, due to the pressure exerted upon us, our total oil revenue stood at $31 billion. In the worst situation of the previous government, the oil revenue stood at $68 billion in 1391. And in the best condition we experienced in 1396, our revenue stood at $65 billion. Our revenue in our best year was less than their worst year. So, at the same time, I have to tell you that 60 years ago, at the time of Dr. Mossadegh, the non-oil exports exceeded oil exports. And this was repeated in this administration. The non-oil exports exceeded imports. And this year, despite all the difficulties, till today, we have $30 billion of non-oil exports. And of course, it's less compared to previous year. That's been due to special circumstances. But during the years of war, I want to mention an important point. In the last 1 year, the remaining 1 year, unprecedented pressures and tremendous pressures were exerted on the shoulders of the Iranian nation. Besides the tough sanctions and the economic war, last year, in the last days of the month of Bahman, we came across a pandemic that caused problems throughout the world. We also came across problems. Our dear people should know that in the early months of the coronavirus, our non-oil exports almost came to a halt because the borders were closed. Oil exports were also reduced because there was a major decline in the sale of oil and the price of oil. At the time of the coronavirus pandemic, the people stood on their own feet at the time of the sanctions that included foodstuff, our farmers and producers, and also with regard to medical items and equipment, and what the needs of requirements of our hospitals were just provided by the science-based companies, and what we needed, for example, in the field of CT scans and ventilators, and N95 masks, face masks. All these items were manufactured by the educated young people of this land. The people never stood in queues for obtaining their foodstuffs or health items. They never. And also, no patient was left outside the hospital or in an ambulance for the shortage of hospital beds. So this has been a major task accomplished by our nation. Sanctions, the coronavirus, psychological warfare and pressures by the media, and also military threats. We had four threats in four fronts in the past 1 year, but the nation resisted in a steadfast manner, and with the grace of God, we have overcome the threat of coronavirus. Of course, we still have a long way ahead. In the first, second, and third peaks, we managed to overcome the virus. Vaccination started yesterday, and I'm pleased that one of the senior health officials had his son to receive the first shot in order to build trust among the people and counter what was said improperly. So if something is imported, if there is negotiation, if there are negotiations, if agreements are signed, these are all within the framework of national interests, and no one should weigh the other way. No one should think the other way. So we will attain ultimate victory with regard to the coronavirus next year. Our domestic vaccines will be put at people's disposal in the market, and I'm very hopeful that at the end of this administration we'll be able to fully contain the virus. The era of maximum sanctions have come to an end. The era of economic war has come to an end. There is no war anymore. And all have realized that maximum pressure has failed. But in order to attain final victory, we still need resistance and patience. I bow before the great nation of Iran for their patience in the face of 3 years of hardships, for their resistance in the face of different types of conspiracies, for their vigilant minds in the face of the foreign and destructive media outlets. 3 years they are after purifying Trump, and portray Trump's crimes as the inefficiency of the government. They were their conspiracies have been uncovered, and they have become disgraceful. So this government will also inaugurate more projects till the month of Mordad 1400, and with the grace of God, we are after witnessing glorious elections next year in the month of Khordad. I'm telling the great nation of Iran that one of the major achievements of the revolution has been the Islamic and Republic natures of this establishment. So the late Imam established republicanism, and he taught us that we should go to the polls and take part in elections. He taught us 47 days after the revolution to go to the polls, and he taught us that with regard to any important matter, the people should determine their fate through elections. He established this, and and the leader of the Islamic Revolution also continued treading this path. The leader has always emphasized in all elections that it's very important to choose the elected person. But what matters most is public turnout and participation. A few days ago, I met him, and he repeated this again. I've heard this several times from him, and he also reminded this when we had talked about this 25 years ago, and he reemphasized that what matters more important is public turnout, and the right choice is of great significance. We should all think about maximum participation to have glorious and healthy and competitive elections so that all would have the feeling that they are present in the elections. We want 73 and even more, 75% participation, and there's nothing wrong with creating new epics in the upcoming months. And in these final months, new projects will be inaugurated, and these are unprecedented in the course of our history. We took the first step for revitalizing the eastern part of the country from the Persian Gulf and the Sea of Oman, transfer water to desert, to the heart of desert, to Sirjan Gol-e Gohar. Projects were inaugurated in previous weeks. 16,300 billion tumans was spent for this project. The water from the Persian Gulf and the Sea of Oman has reached Sirjan, and the project must continue, and it must be transferred to Sachishme Copper and also Mr. Sachishme, and also it must go on, and the transfer of water to Isfahan, to southern Khorasan, Razavi Khorasan, the holy city of Mashhad. We will start these projects. All the planning and the studies have been conducted in this regard, and the preliminary measures have been carried out. This will be a major task. Will be handed over to the next administration. That's been a unique project in our history. In the upcoming months, the revitalization of Urumiya Lake will also become operational, and that's been the promise we gave to the people, and we will fulfill our promise. The most strategic energy project of Iran will be inaugurated in the upcoming months. From Gure to Jas, from Bushehr to Hormuzgan, we will have the pipelines constructed with the length of 1,000 kilometers, and it's been fully done by Iranians, and that includes the pumping stations, all the pipes, pipelines, the designs have been carried out by domestic experts, and I congratulate the oil ministry because the gas from 600 million cubic meters on a daily basis reaches 1,000 million cubic meters per day. The petrol from 56 million per day reaches 107 million liters per day. With regard to natural gas, oil, gasoline, we have become self-sufficient in these fields. I kiss the hands of farmers. They have made us self-sufficient in wheat production. There's been major development in production of rice, sugar, and also agricultural products related to cooking oil, And I also respect laborers who increase the length of railway from 10,000 to 14,000 kilometers. I kiss the hands of the artists who increased from 115,000 from 111,000 to 115,000 kilometers of roads in rural areas, and I kiss the hands of those who carried out major projects in the field of transit. Our railway was connected to Afghanistan, and Chabahar Port Railway will be connected to Zahedan. Major part of it will become operational, and our railway in the south will be connected to the Caspian Sea via Rash and Anzali Port, and tens of other important projects will be inaugurated. I request the people during these celebrations that in the past 7.5 years, if we have not been able to perform our duties in running the country as deserved by the Iranian nation, I seek apology from the people, and I tell the people that if there was no foreign conspiracy, and if there was no conspiracy by the Zionists and reactionary regimes and U.S. hardliners, and if there was no imposed war, today the condition would have been much better in Iran, and we would have been able to attain our wishes and realize our wishes. There is no option for us but efficiency to abide by religion and abide by our revolutionary ideals. We should update all these. We should make efficient our efforts and governance, and we should know that in this way we'll be able to resist all conspiracies and attain victory. I have no doubt that the upcoming years will be better for the nation, and I have no doubt that the preparations we have made in this administration, particularly in the oil and gas sector, the petrochemical sector, till the end of this administration, the petrochemical sector will, the value of petrochemical sector products will reach $25 billion, and from 56 million tons, it will reach 100 million tons. And this will be handed over to the next administration. And with regard to oil and gas developments, major projects have been carried out, and the people must know that our oil, we have discovered new oil reserves equal to the amount of consumption we had. So our natural gas reserves has increased by sevenfold, and we are the biggest producer today. We have the biggest oil gas reserves in this country. The revolution put us on the right course of success and victory, and can take us to the pinnacles of progress, what is favored by the people. And in conclusion, I have to say that the Imam contributed to the victory of the revolution due to public assets, the social assets, and the previous regime relied on foreign and external powers. The late Imam paid no attention to foreign powers, paid no attention to arsenals. He relied on the people, and that is the social assets. That means public trust, people's trust, people having trust in the government having trust in the people, and acting all together. And this is a major asset that can contribute to our victory. That's been, and all the enemies are after separating the people from the government through lies, through eliminating the social assets by lying, spreading lies and insults. And also we should pay attention to our spiritual assets, the cultural assets, faith, morality. These were the criteria that led to our victory. Economically, militarily, and scientifically speaking, we are powerful. We are capable. And our people know that the most powerful air defense system was created in this government, S-300, and Sevom Khordad, Ponzai Khordad systems. So all these make the most powerful air defense systems. We have the greatest we have the greatest missile power, and we have the great deal of power in the field of Navy, and we have the marine crews reaching 1,000 kilometers, and the airborne crews reaching 1,500 kilometers. But the main power is the social assets and the cultural asset and the spiritual asset. And we should know that the Imam made us victorious with these assets. And as long as we have these assets, our people will not be defeated and will attain final and ultimate victory. As I said yesterday, we are prepared to fulfill our commitments based on JCPOA. The day that we see the 5+1 starting to fulfill its commitments, there is no other way for the region and the world. This is a political path, and this is the path of agreement between the world and Iran, and hopefully we'll be successful in this path.
Dear listeners, what you heard was President Hassan Rouhani speaking on the occasion of the 42nd anniversary of the victory of Islamic Revolution in Iran. Dear listeners, please stay with IRIB English Radio. We go back on track to IRIB English Radio programs. Please take a listen.
Quickly.
This is IRIB English Radio. in the limelight.
Numerous babies born in the United States by law. Numerous babies born in the United States by law, American citizens, were removed from the country along with their mothers without their birth certificates under the Trump administration's zero-tolerance immigration policy, according to a report published recently by The Guardian and the Fuller Project. Please stay tuned for an article in this regard written by Brett Wilkins Ryder. This article is published under the heading, Under Pretext of Pandemic, Babies Born in U.S., Legal American Citizens Expelled with Mothers to Mexico. Here's the details. Numerous babies born in the United States of America by law American citizens were removed from the country along with their mothers without their birth certificates under the Trump administration's zero-tolerance immigration policy, according to a report published recently by The Guardian and the Fuller Project. The investigation found that under the pretense of the coronavirus pandemic, at least 11 U.S.-born babies were expelled to Mexico since March 2020. However, advocates say the actual number of deported newborns could be much higher, as there were few public or legal witnesses to many of the fast-track expulsions. U.S. Customs and Border Protection CBP officials invoked Title 42, a Centers for Disease Control and Prevention order issued last March. In the early weeks of the
dear listeners, here we interrupt the normal course of our program and again go live to Press TV headquarters to continue the series of discussions and panels and interviews on the occasion of the 42nd anniversary of the Islamic Revolution. Stay tuned.
In the region and the world.
Well, first of all, I think that the longevity of the revolution is very striking. 42 years. And if you look at modern revolutions beginning with the French Revolution, what tends to happen is these revolutions go through a very radical period, a lot of kind of revolutionary energy, and then they kind of fizzle out. They lose their way, they lose their vigor, they kind of reform beyond recognition. Mm-hmm. And after a relatively short period, these revolutions become the establishment. You know, they kind of become the status quo ante, which they overthrew. This hasn't happened with Iran. We're now approaching the fifth decade of the revolution, and the revolutionary spirit is very much alive. You see that through the rhetoric and the sloganeering.